The Trump administration is leaning on local law enforcement to help catch and deport millions of immigrants illegally present in the U.S. Trump is revitalizing a program known as 287G, which deputizes state, county, and local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media and Fayetteville reports, immigrant rights activists are pushing back.
Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder 10 years ago struck a deal with U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement to help the federal agency investigate, detain, and deport undocumented immigrants in northwest Arkansas.
Anybody that's arrested, and as they fill out the booking information, and there's a question on the box of what's your country of birth. And if it's anything outside the United States of America, it basically sends a flag to be checked.
After millions of immigrants from Mexico and Central America had surged across the U.S. border in the early 2000s, President George W. Bush initiated Secure Communities, employing 287G deputized local law enforcement to search out, detain, and deport undocumented immigrants. Secure Communities resulted in the removal of 400,000 people, one-third of them criminal aliens. The Obama administration ended Secure Communities in 2014, after widespread reports of racial profiling and families being torn apart. Agents were directed to go only after immigrants with criminal offenses. 17 states, including Arkansas, continue to employ 287G law enforcement contracts across 42 jurisdictions. Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder has one assigned 287G deputy who's in charge of detaining unauthorized immigrants arrested for criminal offenses.
When I say that, not every one of them is going to be a drug dealer or a rapist or a murderer or a bank robber. There will be people that come through our doors that may have a warrant for their arrest on a misdemeanor offense. I don't know.
Misdemeanor offenses, for example, not wearing a seatbelt or not having a driver's license or loitering, could result in deportation. When he took office, President Donald Trump announced he would reinstate Secure Communities and expand 287G to fulfill a campaign promise to remove millions of undocumented immigrants from inside U.S. borders. As many as 70,000 reside in Arkansas, some settled for decades. We sought comment for this report from an affected immigrant family. No one would come forward. Stephen Koger, an immigration attorney living in Springdale, says that's because they're afraid.
I can speak only as someone who works with immigrants every day and has seen the fear multiply exponentially in their eyes. I hear it in the voicemails they leave me. I see it in their children's eyes, looking at their parents as we're talking about their parents' immigration situation.
U.S. law grants customs and immigration authorities broad powers to arrest people without criminal warrant suspected of entering or living in the United States without permission. Koger supports immigration enforcement, but only if it complies with due process.
So what I want is for ICE to have to actually do a little work and get a warrant.
But due process for every case appears remote, given that President Trump is building a domestic deportation force comprised of 10,000 new U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. He's also ordered a dramatic expansion of a 1996 law, which allows for expedited removal, quick deportation of undocumented immigrants caught at the U.S. border, including those seeking political asylum. To raise awareness, the Arkansas Justice Collective, a nonprofit human rights law center, is staging a June 17th rally on the Fayetteville Square titled Don't Deport Dad. The coalition is especially targeting the Washington County Sheriff's Office, asking the agency to protect law-abiding immigrant families rather than deporting them. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting for Arkansas Public Media.